Okay, today's daf is Tainis Yerushalmi Daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amud Beis. We started the second parak of Seder Ta'anios as we discussed the order of what they did for sure on the days when it didn't rain. We saw Machlokes Rishonim, is it only on the lack of rain days, or even the other tzaras, they also did that discussion in the Rishonim, but at least on the lack of when there was no rain. So we discussed how they brought the Aron with the Torah out to the street, then they put ashes on top of it, Ephraim Makla, and they tried, the leaders tried to get everybody to do tshuva and to motivate them. And they said, as the Zakenim said, quoting the Psukim from Yonah, that it doesn't say that Hashem saw their sock and their tainus, but it says they saw their maisim. See, even though there's fasting, but the ikar is the inside. Ikar is the tshuva and not just the outside. So the Gemara went into why we go through every one of the details of the Afer, and why do we bring it out to the to the street, and why is there a minhag to go visit the Beis HaKfaris, and we saw that all yesterday. So we're up to about 10 lines up from the bottom on Ches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Reb Yudin. So this is now commenting on the halacha that's quoted, that we put Afer on all of them. So it says we put Afer Makle, and we said yesterday we saw the Tosfos and those that said that it's a mistake in Tosfos, they use ash. What kind of ashes? Is it human ashes? Is that possible? Tosfos has that girsa. Maybe it means something else. But some type of ashes, and we put it on top of the Teva, Rosh Hanasi, and Rosh Beis Av. And then everybody puts it on their own head. So why do we use ashes? So 2 days in the Gemara, Reb Yudin bar Menashe, Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, Chad Amar, Kli Lahazkir Zchus Shel Avraham, to remember the Zchus of Avraham Avinu. What's the Zchus? Remember when Avraham Avinu is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Sodom, and in the middle of the argument he says, Hashem, I know you don't have to listen to me because I'm really a nothing, but I'm still asking you to help. What's Avraham's Lashon? V'yanochi Afar V'Efer. I'm like dirt and I'm like ashes. Avraham Efer. So he put ashes to connect us to the schus of Avraham Avinu. It's not like magical. Avraham. It means if we do that, hopefully we should act and remember and model ourselves after Avraham Avinu. It's not just magic, putting Efer on the head. But it's remembering Avraham Avinu. Remember the beautiful thought of the Beis Halevi that notes, Afra va'efer, why both of those? Says the Beis Halevi, Afar has no past, but it has a future. It's dirt. It was always dirt, but you could plant in it, and it could have a future. Afer has a past, but has no future. Afer is just ashes, right? It used to be something, and now it's nothing. You can't do anything with ashes. So Avraham Avinu is saying, Anochi Afra va'efer, I'm like nothing. I'm like, I have no past, I have no future. That's a lashon of anava that Avraham Avinu says. The Beis Halevi then says, and this fits to, I think it's the Gemara in Chulin, the schar that Avraham Avinu gets, b'schus afra v'efer. What's b'schus afra v'efer? He says, the efer para aduma and the afar sota, right? The dirt that's put into those mitzvahs, Avraham Avinu's children were zochet to get. The dirt of the sota, we take dirt from the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, you put it into the water and mix it, and the afer of the paraduma, where you burn the cow and you put those ashes in the water. So why those midah, kineged midah? Because an afer sota, what is afer? Afer again has no past but has a future. But afer sota clarifies the past so that the woman and the husband can be back together. It clarifies the past. It gives her a past, afer. And afer paraduma, this person is tameh, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash and he can't eat. So the Efer Paraduma gives the person a future. So even the Efer doesn't have a future, that's how these two are parallel and midah keneged midah for each other. So again, the first dea is, why do we put the ashes on our head? To remember the zchus of Avraham Avinu. V'charana amar k'dei lahazkir zchuso shel Yitzchak. Number two, to remember the zchus of Yitzchak. There's different gersos. Some have Yitzchak Avinu and some Avraham Avinu. To remember the zchus of Yitzchak, because obviously the Efer, the ashes of the Akedah, which again, Chazal say, it never happened, right? But it's Ke'ilu. We spoke a little bit yesterday from the, I think it was Rabbi Yaakov Emden that commented that the ashes of the wood that was burned, of the Mizbeach, maybe that's what it's referring to. But Chazal say, Afro shel Yitzchak Munach. It's the Lashon of the Rashi, I think quotes in Parshas B'chukosai, on the Pasuk V'ha'aretz Esker, the it's Munach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always remembers it. But that's the ashes of Yitzchak, That's what we remember, the schus of the Akedah. Mandar, makati lahaskar, schus of shal Avraham, bein afar, bein efer, al shem anochi, afar va efer, as we just said. If it's to remember Avraham, you could use also dirt also, because Avraham's lashon was afar va efer. Doesn't have to be in ashes. Dirt also works. Umandar, makati lahaskar, schus of shal Yitzchak, ubilvad efer. Right, but the one who says it's about Yitzchak Avinu, there it has to be ashes, not dirt. And Ron Efro, Shal Yitzchak, Kilusavar, Agabe Amizbeach, as we just quoted. And again, Rashi quotes that Allah Torah. Hashem sees the Efro of Yitzchak, Ki'ilu, its sovereign is gathered on the Mizbeach. Ki'ilu, it was dumb. Interestingly, our Girsa doesn't have Avinu. Our Girsa just says Avraham and Yitzchak. If you look in the Shini Nuschos on the side, some have the Girsa of Yitzchak Avinu and Avraham Avinu. So maybe that could be appreciated with the thought of Rav Chaim Ivalajin from the Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos, which we have mentioned. Rav Chaim Ivalajin notes that the two Mishnayos in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, first Mishnah says that Avraham Avinu, there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. And that, what is that to teach us? To teach us the patience. You have Adam to Noach, that's the patience. I'm sorry, to Noach to Avram, you have a sitter. To teach us how much Hashem loves, I'll just find the Mishnah, how much Hashem loves Avram Avinu. The Mishnah says towards the end here, Asar Doros be Adam on Noach, Lodia Kam Erech Apayim Lefanav. Asar Doros be Noach on Avram, Lodia also Erech Apayim. It was Erech Apayim. The patience is on both Mishnayos. How many Doros that Hashem had patience for? And then the next Mishnah was the 10 Nisyonos. So Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avram Avinu. V'yaman Bekulam. So if Chaim Ivalajin is Medayik, why in the first Mishnah it just says Avraham? Noach to Avraham. And then the second Mishnah says 10 Nisyonos Avraham Avinu passed. Why is Avinu only in the second Mishnah? So he explains... right. If you wanted to say, we'd only write it in one, and we'll understand it in the other. Just write it in the first one, not in the second one. So it must be Meduyah. So he explains that the first Mishnah, Avraham Avinu, is as the person, right? 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. But the second Mishnah is Avraham as our Avinu. The Asar Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu went through, it put into his descendants' DNA the ability to pass all of their Nisyonos. And every time a Jew gets up and is ready to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes from the power of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu was ready to give his son at the Akedah. And every time Rav Chaim Elijah says a Jew gets up and moves to Israel, right, to Eretz Yisrael, it comes from Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. And every goes through every one of the Nisyonos, and every time he has a strength in Emunah, it's because Avraham Avinu didn't question God when Hashem said, go to Eretz Canaan, and then there was a famine, and then he had to leave. Right, so all of these, that's Avinu. So here too, we have the different girsos of not Avinu, Avinu. So maybe it could connect to that idea. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi kavei nafik l'tanisa. When Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi used to go out to the fast to meet them in the street, havi amar kumen, he said to them, Achenu and my brothers, kol ma delomata sham shel agabei. If the shamish, if the gabai hasn't come to you yet and given you ashes, then yasav afer, just put dirt on your head. If you don't, if there's not enough ashes to go around, just put dirt. The yitain, go reshe, and put it on your head. At least cause that'll be like, to be Mekayim one of the tzaddim, like the zecher of Avram Avinu. Now Yitzchak needs ashes, but Avram also can be dirt, as we said. Good. Uberosh ha-nasi, and on the head of the nasi, why do we put it on the nasi and the avbezin's head? Everybody else puts it on their own head. But here we put it on their head. Why is that? To publicize the bizayon more. Lo domeh ha-mizbaza me'atzmo le-mizbaza me'acher. Can't compare somebody who's mizbaza, somebody puts ashes on their own head, it's even worse to get ashes from somebody else. So if somebody else puts ashes on the head, so that makes people's heart break even more, and hopefully will inspire us to tshuva. Ksiv, this is even alluded to in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says here in Yoel, Yetzei, it's referring to people. Remember the times of Yoel, there was a great plague. Rashi quotes this on Arbe by the Makkos, right? They're comparing the Makkah of Arbe in Mitzrayim to the Makkah of Arbe in Yoel. So the pasuk there says, everybody get together and start davening. The pasuk says, Isvu Am Kadshu Kahal Kivsu Zakenim. Everybody get together, including. Now we read the pasuk, Yetze Chasan Mechedro Vekala Mechupasa. Everybody should go out to daven. Yetzei chasam echadro. So this is an allusion to what we do on a fast day. Ze aron. Take the chasam out. Ze kalam ichupasa. Ze hatorah. right, going out. The Torah in the Aron went out. Rav Soloveitchik has pointed out, we have mentioned, that the root of Kedusha of a shul is the Torah. Right? If somebody's in a shul and there are no Torahs in the Aron, then that's a lack. If there's no Torah there. If, as mentioned, sometimes in an office building, you have a room where they daven mincha every day. Every day, this is the mincha room. So does that have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses? So Rav Soloveitchik felt no. But it does not, it has a nice makom tefillah, but Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, all Kedusha flows from Torah. From Torah, which is in the Aron, and that comes out. We'll see that soon again, in a couple of lines. Davar acher, yotza chasa mechedro ze hanasi kala mechupasa ad bezdin. Right, the other, allusion to, that behavior that we do. Rabbi Chelbo amr le Rabbi Yudin Asaya, puk iman vitzarech avar. Rabbi Chelbo said to Rabbi Yehuda, the Nasi, come out with us and your tsar will pass. Meaning if you come out, if the Nasiim come out, the great people come out and join in the davening, so that's going to get people a little more shaken up, and hopefully they'll do tshuva, and we'll all do tshuva, and get the gzeira removed. Amra b'yosa, hada amra, this is what is meant. Elein tanisa, dan and avdin, the fast days that we do in Bavel, less inun tanian. They're not really full tanios. Why? Lama, delas nasiya iman. We don't have the nasi, right? The nasi is in Eretz Yisrael, right? So therefore in Bavel, they don't have full-fledged fasts, period. Kasav Echad Omer. One pasuk says, we're going to switch a pasuk here. One pasuk says, there are two pasukim. Remember, Parshas Vayikra is very organized, right? We have Ola and Mincha and Shlamim and Chatas. And in Chatas, besides the general Chatas for most Averis, remember there are a few unique Chatos, different Chatos. There's the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol does Averis, he gives a special dinim, and the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, right? The special cow that's brought if 51% of the Jewish people in the land of Israel follow Bezin's mistaken psak and do something wrong for an Averis Yish Bo Kares, the Ak B'Shogeg. So all 51% don't bring their own carbon for messing up B'Shogeg, but Bezdin brings one carbon on behalf of all. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. We have no evidence whether this ever happened or not. Right, there are many different conditions that make it very unusual that this ever happened. All of Bezdin agrees unanimously to a mistake himself. Okay, but anyway, says you bring a carbon chatas. Says a carbon chatas where you have the zrikos of both the Kohen Gadol and the Paralel Davar Shel Tzibur. The zrikos are done in the Heichal towards the Parochas, and the chatas is burned outside the Machaneh. Says the unlike regular karbanos chatos, which are just zrika is done on the mizbeach achitzon, and the fats are burned on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara. Kasev echad omer by the parhel on davar to see where it says switch the words es penei haparoches. You sprinkle the blood towards the paroches by the parhel on davar shel tzibur. Because of echad omer, and then the other pasuk says by the chatos of the kohen gadol es penei paroches hakodesh. You sprinkle it towards the holy paroches. Why does it leave out the word HaKodesh when you're sprinkling the blood of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and it only says it by the Kohen Gadol? They're right next to each other, those parshios. Two, maybe three answers. Rav Acha Amar is Palgun, Rabbi Yavov Rabbanan. Chad Amar, Chata Nasi, when the Nasi or the Kohen Gadol doesn't Aveira, Hagdula Bim Koma. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is still there. You're right, the leader did a sin, but the Kedusha is still there. Chata HaTzibur, if the whole Tzibur doesn't Aveira. Right, most of the tzibur, then enak dula bimkom. It's ki'ilu, the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash is lost. But so many, the majority of the Jews didn't aveira. That's why it doesn't say the word HaKodesh. Number one. Number two. V'charana amar, lafisha chato, halamed v'hamalamed. Now why, by the parallel of Shal Tzibur, does it not say Kodesh? Because there, the student and the teachers both sinned. Right, the Sanhedrin gave the wrong psak, and the Talmidim followed it. So they both sinned. Laficha yatsu lachutz. That's why it doesn't say the word Kodesh. And also, the fats are burnt, the chatas is burned outside the machaneh. Yosu lachutz v'yisparsimu al shem v'otzi yisaparim v'chus ha-machaneh. It's taken out. So that is number two. Good. Says the idea of the parallel davar shel tzibur, as I mentioned, the Gemara in Hariyos Sandav Gimel says it only goes by, the numbers are determined by Rov Tzibur and Eretz Yisrael. That's one of those, one of the halachas, there's about five or seven of them, that halachas that only apply to Eretz Yisrael, but are not connected to the mitzvahs atzliyas ba'aretz. Right? We understand by mitzvahs atzliyas ba'aretz, by chumas and maisras and challah, by those kind of halachas, we understand the dirt of Eretz Yisrael has special kedusha, and therefore the fruits of Eretz Yisrael have special status. There's a beautiful Bach in Hilchis Bracha Achrona, where the Bach quotes on V'nochal Mipirya V'nispa Mituva. The Torah quotes some Rishonim that take out that line. We're davening that we thank you Hashem for eating the fruits, well, the physical, V'nochal Mipirya V'nispa Mituva, and the Bach says yes, because the fruits of Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha, and it's Yonek the Kedusha, and even just eating the physical has a special status. But that's in terms of mitzvot tzliyas ba'aretz. Parlam davar shel tzibur is one of those halachas that apply only in Eretz Yisrael, but it goes by the tzibur of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, but have nothing to do with the mitzvot tzliyas ba'aretz. To use the language of the Achronim, it's about shame Eretz Yisrael, not kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And that's why smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam says. And that's why egla arufa is another example. And that's why the Rambam seems to say the bracha of Chacham Harazim, seeing 600,000 Jews, is only in Eretz Yisrael. Right, all of these are not connected to the land, but they are connected to the land in a different way. Okay, maybe we'll read some of those sources afterwards, the Rambam and others, if we have time. Next, Tani, Chizkiah quotes a brisa, Remez, a third day. Why is it? Again, why does it say the word Paroches HaKodesh when the Kohen Gadol sprinkles, but not when the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur is sprinkled? Remez, Kol Makom Sheish Mashiach Yish Aron. Whenever there's a Mashiach, what is Mashiach? When the Kohen Gadol, we know at a certain point in history, up until a certain point in history, how did the Kohen Gadol become the Kohen Gadol? He was anointed with the special oil, the Shemen HaMishcha. But in the days of Yoshio HaMelech, 100+ years before the Churban, they put it away. They put it away with the Aron. Remember, they foresaw that there was going to be a Churban. So Yoshio HaMelech already hid the Aron in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash with the bottle of bun and with Aaron's stick and with the Shemen HaMishcha. So maybe that's what's being alluded to here. Because the Mishnah says in Megillah that the special halachas of the Kohen Gadol, that he brings special karbanos, that's only the Kohen Gadol that was Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha. The later Kohen Gadol, we don't say that by. So, Remez, Kol Makom Sheish Mashiach Yish Aron. Whenever there is Mashiach, the earlier Kohen Gadol, that's when you know there's an Aron on the other side. That's why it's called Paroches HaKodesh. Yish Aron. Kol Makom Sheein Mashiach Ein Aron. If there's no Mashiach, meaning if it's the later Kohen Gadol, so then Ein Aron, you know there's no Aron there. It's already been buried in the basement. The Yastia, and this connects to, as we know, in the last 100 years of the Beis Ba'is Rishon, and in the whole Ba'is Sheni, the Kodesh Kadashim was empty. There was nothing there. The Aron was buried. Va'asya kamar der Reb Shmuel bar Yana b'shem Rav Acha. Chamisha d'ram ayu ha-mikdash ha-acharon chaser min ha-rishon. The second Beis HaMikdash had 5 things lacking from the first. Again, we have this in the Bavli also, in Maseches Yuma. Not exactly the same 5, right? But there's a couple of items that are missing. Some of them are the same. Ve'elu hein, Eish, fire. What do you mean fire? There was a fire that came down in the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. Well, but it says here there was fire that did not come down. Says the Meiri, it was a different quality of fire. A different quality of fire that came down. For the first Beis HaMikdash, the fire that came down from Shemayim, you didn't need to bring any fire, the Kohanim. The fire was so strong, so to speak, they brought two logs of wood every day to fulfill the mitzvah of just bringing logs. But you didn't really need it. The second Beis HaMikdash needed some help. It was a more inferior fire. The Af Kishatomar Shem Eishi Oyer Ben HaShemayim, says the Meiri here on Daf Chaf Aleph, V'kom Akom, Lo Hayim Misayei Klal La'Eish Shel Hedyot, L'mayer Es HaHaktara, Sho Ha'Eish Ha'Eisa Yeredes B'Mikdash Rishon, Ha'Eisa Ma'acheles Kol HaKarbanos, V'lo Ya'Konim Tzuchan La'Avi Al Shnei Gizri Eitzim, Aval Eish Ha'Eisa Yored, They had to bring. It was needed. It was a night. It was like Hashem's like, okay, I'll give you some fire, but it's not going to be the same type of fire. So Eish, Aron, the Aron was missing in the second Beis HaMikdash. Urmatumim, the Urmatumim was missing. What was the Urmatumim? Major Machlokas Rishonim. We are influenced by Rashi. Rashi and the Ramban says the Urmatumim was a klaf of the Shem Hashem that was put inside the folds of the Choshen, and it was like the battery that made the Choshen light up whenever the Kohen Gadol would ask questions and the Choshen's letters would light up and the Kohen Gadol had to unscrabble the letters. That was the Urim Tumim. So was that part of Big Day Kahuna? because the Gemara says that it wasn't in Bayis Sheni. But the Kohen Gadol had to work in Bayis Sheni, and he wasn't allowed to be Mechusar Begadim. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim there in Yuma, whether the Urim V'Tumim was actually there or not. Tosfos says, Urim V'Tumim Havi. No, there was the Urim V'Tumim. The Gemara says there was no Urim V'Tumim. What the Gemara means is that it didn't function. It didn't work. Urim V'Tumim Havi. Shem lo kein haya kohen gadol b'chuzar begadim, ela lo hayu meshivin l'nishalom b'hen. Right? It didn't work. That's what Tosfos says. And that's what other Rishonim say too. Other Rishonim say no. If you look in the Rambam does not explain what the Urim V'Tumim were. So some, the Ksava Kabbalah suggests that the Urim V'Tumim was the Choshen. It was. It wasn't a separate thing. There's no description of how to make the Urim V'Tumim. So some Rishonim might say that, what do you mean it wasn't there? If it wasn't there, then for sure, you can't say it wasn't there. You have to say what Tosfos says. Others might say it wasn't really fully part of the Big Day Kuna. It was put inside the folds of the Choshen, but maybe it was the Choshen even without it. Okay. Says the Gemara, we continue. So what else was missing? The Eish, the Aron, the Urim V'Tumim, the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil, as we just said, was put away. V'Ruach HaKodesh, a certain level of Nevuah was missing. Ruach HaKodesh. Look in the Karban Eidah. Ruach HaKodesh. Lo Haisa B'Neviim Mishna Shtayim L'Dayavish Ve'Elach. Right, we know the beginning of Bayis Sheni had the last couple of Nevi'im. Chag HaZachayim Malachi. So after that, there was no Nevuah. Where is all this alluded to? In the text, so al shem, because the pasuk says here in Chagai is only two prakim. So in the first parak, ve'erot sebo, Hashem says, if you go back and build a base of Migdash, I will have a lot of nachas, ve'ikavda, ve'ekavda, and I will have kavod. But if you see ve'ekavda in the pasuk, the last hay of ve'ikavda is not there, ve'ikaveksiv, as if it says ikaved, missing the hay, to allude to chaser hay, to allude to the five things that are missing. The five things that were missing. Interesting, it says the word Acharon here. It really means Bayis Sheni. Right? Some of the Christian sources, this is the language used in Chagai too. The pasuk in Chagai says that the Kormar Hashem, where's the pasuk? Godo yiyakavad abayis hazeh ha'achron min arishon. Amar Hashem svakos. So some of the Christian sources say, oh, you see, there's not going to be a Bayis Shlishi, right? Maybe this is an illusion. This is going to be the last Bayis, right? The Kavod Acharon, the Bayis Sheni is going to be the Bayis Acharon. But the Vilna Gaon points out that maybe it's not such a raya. Because if you look in Parshas Vayishlach, the Pasuk says that, Yaakov and his family and the animals all went, and they went to appear in front of Esav, and they went Acharonim, and then they went Acharonim. So Achron doesn't mean last. We usually translate Achron as last. No, Achron means the one afterwards. Achar, right? So Bais Achron, that means the one after the first one. It doesn't mean the last one. So Achron, like we say, Acharon, Chaviv. The Acharon after the Acharon, right, is Chaviv. So Acharon doesn't have to mean last, it just means next. So it's no Raya from that pasuk. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Dalma, remember that's the word, means a story. Rabbi Bobar, Zadar, Rabbi Takam, Bar Eloi, Rabbi Yoshe, Nafgan, Latanisa, they all went on the fast day. So now we're going to quote some drushes of different rabbis that they used to give on the fast days in shul to try to inspire people. Darsha, Rabbi Bobar, Zavta, Niso, Levavino, Kapayim, we'll lift up our hearts in our hands. The Efshar Kane. How do you put your heart in your hand? Is Barnas Janas of Libe Via Bagol Yadet? Could you put your heart in your hand? Elamau Nisa, what is really rather it means, Nishave Libenon Lakafyadenon. We'll put our hearts to our hand symbolizes our actions. Meaning what we know in our head, we'll try to put in our meisim. What does that mean? So some of the Mefarshim say, if we're doing Averis, we're not just going to think about like bad things. So no, we will stop doing the Averis. V'acharkach, then, El Kel B'Hashemayim, and then you come close to Hashem, and Hashem will be happy. Kach, what's the mashal? Amiyah, sheretz b'yado shel adam. If somebody has a sheretz in their hand, afilu tovo b'meah shiloach. Even if somebody goes into the meah shiloach, which is known as like the most tahar waters, right next to the base of Mikdash, o b'meh b'reishis, or in all the waters of the world. The May Bracious. Even if somebody is Tovel in those waters, Ein lo tar alamis, if he has a sheretz in his hand, he's not going to become tar. Hishlicho miyato miyatar. And right when he gets rid of it, miyatar. So to here, right when we get rid of our bad actions, says the Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavda, Hashem will listen to our tefillos. Dosh Rav Tanchum bar Eloi, vayikanu Sara Yisrael, vamelach, the Sara Yisrael, right, I think in the times of Rechavam, were humbled. Vahamelach, vayomer tzadik Hashem, ubiros Hashem ki nichnu hayadvar Hashem el Shemai lemar. Right when Hashem saw that they were humbled, that he started talking to them, nis'anu en k'sivkan. It doesn't say that he saw that they fasted. Ela nichnu'u. V'loash chisem, right, when he saw we were humbled, it's about the hearts, not just about what we do on the outside. Darash Rav Yoshia, this is was his drasha. His koshashu v'koshu. Right, the pasuk in Tzfanya. Go literally, his koshashu, focus on yourself, right, the reflexive term. V'koshu, right, gather for yourself and then gather for others. But we darshin, work on yourself first. Niskoshes garman, adlo nikoshes charanin. Right, go gather, work on yourself before you work on others. Begin the ishacha, and then Rav Oshia said, there are some people in this audience, begin the ishacha, or some people in this city, barn b'nei nash, da amin alai lishan bish gabi Rabbi Yochanan. There are some people that said lashon hara about me to Rabbi Yochanan. Ella kol imiladine. Everybody work on yourself. So he wasn't saying that he was upset about it, but he was just saying, you know, people are talking about me and my faults. No, they should work on themselves. Meanwhile, Amrin, Avitamin, Reb Chiya, Reb Isi, Reb Imi, these three great rabbis were there, Vikam and Vazalmon, and they got up and left. Why'd they leave? So either because they left, because they felt hurt, they're like, well, yeah, what a kind of embarrassing, right? So maybe, I don't know, they felt that, you know, maybe they had said things to Reb Yochanan to try to, you know, inspire, but they took it as a, they took umbrage as, at that comment. Or, the Pnei Moshe says, and the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it wasn't them. Remember those stories in the Bavli and Sanhedrin? They took the blame. It was other people, but they didn't want the other people to be embarrassed. So they went out and took the blame for to be the ones. Amar Abelazar, Shlosh the Ramavali, Nesak Zeir Akasha. There are three things that could undo an evil decree. Ve'elohein tefila, tzedaka, tshuva. We know this from our tefila on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? Tshuva, tefila, tzedaka. V'shlosh dan bepasuk echan, and they were all alluded to in this pasuk. In Divrei Hayamim, Yikanu Ami Asher Nikra Shmi Alehem, V'yispalalu Zut Tfila, V'yivakshu Panai, they shall seek out my face Zut Staka. How do you know that? Because of Madad Amar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ani Bitzedek Echazeh Panecha, I in righteousness in Staka Echazeh Panecha, I will see your face. By the way, that pasuk, that's the halacha also to give Staka whenever one davens. Ani Bitzedek Echazeh Panecha. Interesting, that's quoted both in Hilchas Tfila in Arachayim and in Hilchas Staka in Yaradeya. Right, because it's a din in tefila and it's a din in staka that we should put the two together. Our tefila is uplifted if we connect with others by giving staka, and our staka is anchored by having it in the context of tefila. So that's number two. V'yashuva midakeim arayim zutshuva. So if they do all those three, that rips up the evil decree. V'im asu kein maksiv taman. What did it say? Ani eshba min hashamayim ve'eslach lechatasam. I'll forgive them. Ve'erpas artsam, and I will heal them. Reb Chagai darash hadad Reb Elazar kol shabbat anisa. Reb Chagai, he used to darash in this from Reb Elazar. This shuvat tefilat staka, he liked this one. Amar Reb Elazar, sof shasa kishasa. The end of the year is determined by the beginning of the year. Meaning, if you daven while on Rosh Hashanah, that's crucial. You got to take that seriously because the end of the year is totally at the beginning of the year. Like what? We give some mishalim. Min ofer kita lesisva. Like the summer dirt to the winter dirt. Right? If you do properly in the summer, so then, you know, everything is good. The rest of the year is going to affect. Right? Right? The carbon eda. Mashal hu may ofer va'evin shalkayitz nasa bistav tit. If you properly water or take care of the dirt in the summer, then in the winter, it's going to work. And you could ask any gardener, you know, around that you got to, months before, you got to do it properly with the dirt if you wanted to work in 6 months later. Nafach tzvona yetzef levanecha. Right, what is nafach tzvona? If the north wind is blowing early in the season and it's not raining, yetzef levanecha, tell your kids to go outside and start davening. Meaning it's going to be a dry year. And that's already a simon. Kol shana shein masrin aleh b'rishona, so she masrin aleh b'sofa. Right, we have this in the Bavli too. Any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, it's going to be a tough year. It's going to be a tough year. All the Rishonim say, Tosva says, that only means if you don't blow shofar ba'ones. Right, mefarish ba'alachas gedolos, says Tosva in Rosh Hashanah, tezayin ha'beis. Lav de mikla b'shabsa. It doesn't mean when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos and you're not blowing shofar because you're listening to the takana d'rabanan. No, Ella de Isyalet Onsa. There was an Ones that happened and you don't blow shofar. But even an Ones, though, the Ones you might say is not your fault. It's just the Metzias. But if you're not listening to the, if you're listening to the rabbis, but not blowing shofar, how could there be anything negative with that? We continue. Kol she'ina chasa al peiros chaverta. Anyone who does not care about the fruit of the previous year, sof she'i ma'abed espiro se'a. You're going to lose your fruit. You don't give shumas and maizras, you're going to lose it. Amar avacha varov hayayin machmetz, and the wine is going to become vinegar. Is havi sabin b'tziporin. There was some elders in Tziporin. Kav havis reviyasa kadmaisa. When their first rains came, havi mirichin ba'afra. They were able to smell the dirt from the rain, from the first moisture, v'yadin meimer meimei shasa. They could be able to tell what kind of year it's going to be with the water. Good. The Pnei Moshe says that this is other psukim that were darshaned. Amar Abelazar, hakazeh yetzom evchareyu. Is this the kind of fast that Hashem wants? Right? Just by the fasting? Ella, yom anus adam nafsho. It's when it's inside, when we lower our nefesh. That's what Hashem wants. Ein zet som shani chafetz bo. I don't want it som just on the outside. Veizo zet som shani chafetz bo. Halo zet som evchareyu. What kind of fast? Pateach hatzuvos resha. Get rid of the wickedness. Hater agudos mota v'gomer. Halapros l'rav lachmecha. Give bread to the hungry. Va'aniyah merudim tavi bias. And the poor should be in your house. Maksib asrei. Az tikra v'ashem ya'aneh v'gomer. Then Hashem will hear. Just a little bit more. Amar b'shimin lakish ksiv v'eid ya'alem in aretz. Rish lakish says, the aid, that's referring to vapor, that's the fog, the aid yalim in aretz, right, that's just at the beginning of Bereshis. But we darshan from the word aid. Remember the beginning of Avodah Zarah? Aid can mean destruction also. Yom aid shelahem. So Allah shever milamatan, if there's aid, if there's broken, if I break and lower my heart, milamatan, miyara gashamim yordim, then what does it say? Yalim in aretz? Then there's going to be the rain. Similarly, Amar Abrechia Ksiv Yarov Kamatar Likhi, we darshan. Oref Yarov can mean like Oref, like break lower the neck. Kafu Orfan Lachuva. If I bend my neck to Chuva, then Miyana Gashem Yardim, then there will be Mutter. One final story. Rebrechia of Atlas Esrei Tanin, Velo Nachas Mitra. Ubisof Azagavai. Rebrechia had 13 fast days, and then there was no rain, and then the locust came. All the Amar Kumeyan Achenun, Chaman Madana Ana Avdin. He says, look what's going on here. Lo Dahi de Neviyam Makantulan. Is this exactly what the Neviyam berate us? Al Haraka Paim Lehitiv. Marian Zelazeba Kapenu of Action Tova. We're not doing better with our actions. And we're asking Hashem to have Rachmanis. Hasar Shoel. Right, this is darshaning this pasuk. Heichanu Ashochad Likach. The Sar asks, where's the Shochad? Where's the bribery? Vashofet Beshilum. What does that mean? Shalem Li Vashalim Lach. Everybody is wicked and is not honest. Vagodo dover havas nafsho hu vaya avsuha. What does that pasuk mean? Avdua avya, avdua klia dechoven. They do such sins, so it becomes like a thick rope that can't be undone. Uman pasakla, who's gonna cut it? Finishing. Tovim kachedek, we darshin. Tava debahon ki'ilin chidka. The best of us are like thorns. Yashamim isucha, yashur debahon ki'ilin suchaya. The straights amongst us are like thistles. Yom mitzapecha b'kudescha ba'a. What does that mean? Yom shetzipinu lirvacha ba'a leinu gavai. The day that we were hoping for it to get better, they were just locusts. How do we do better? Last three words of this difficult pasuk to understand. Ata tiya mevochasam. We darshin, min go di'inun baichin u'bechon u'bechon v'nachas mitra. Right? If we cry and if we daven, so then rain's gonna come, and that's what happened. Period. Again, a hard pasuk that we wouldn't have darshan such like that, but he gave Musar with this pasuk, and he was able to encourage them. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Brother Shem. We will continue next time.